brilliant Barnabas. Hello, I'm Martin Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips on the character of Barnabas, one of my favourite characters of the New Testament, perhaps the most neglected of all New Testament characters in terms of preaching and teaching. And why is Barnabas important for us as we think about our preaching and teaching here? It's because of what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. Jews and Greeks. Barnabas effective in to people from different cultures and different religious backgrounds. Effective in Jerusalem and Cyprus and Antioch and various other places. An amazing character. And in a lot of these recordings I do, I focus on practical things and techniques for how to be a better speaker, and that's useful. But in this series, we're going to focus on character and spirituality and why that made him so effective as a preacher and teacher. Why does it say that in Acts chapter 14 that he spoke so effectively? Not just Paul, but Barnabas as well. What made him effective? And I think it's what made him so effective was his character and his spirituality. We're going to look at that now as we take one episode each week to go through from Acts 4 to Acts 15 and a bit beyond. So join me as we explore brilliant
Barnabas. We're now in Acts 15.
Again, so much in one chapter. We cannot do it justice, all of it, but I just want to pull out a few points. At a critical juncture in the history of the early church, where the controversy between Gentile Christians and Jewish Christians and the right perspective on that comes to the fore, and it's all surrounding Barnabas as well as Paul. Up in Antioch, some people come from Jerusalem and say Gentile Christians must be circumcised and all that kind of thing. Paul and Barnabas come into sharp dispute and debate with them. So they're appointed along with other believers to go to Jerusalem to talk to the apostles and elders about it and work out what to do. So they're sent and they bring good news wherever they go and preach on their way to Jerusalem. And they then have that council in Jerusalem where they're part of it and report what's been going on with the Gentiles up in Antioch and indeed other places. And then they send a letter, of course, once the decision's been made, they send a letter back to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. And they choose some other people to go along with that. They go back to Antioch. The letter is delivered. The people are glad for its encouraging message. And Paul and Barnabas remain in Antioch, where they and many others taught and preached the word of the Lord. And then a little bit later, they decide to go back to the places they've been previously to see how they're doing. And that's when Paul and Barnabas split off from each other because of a dispute about John Mark, because he's not been reliable for Paul, but Barnabas wants to keep working with him, and they part company. And it's at that point, as Barnabas takes Mark and sails for Cyprus, that we sort of lose sight of Barnabas from the New Testament record. What do we learn from the incidents of chapter 15 about the heart, the character, and the spirituality of Barnabas? Well, I suggest a few things. For one, again, he's chosen. He's chosen to go to Jerusalem to help sort out this dispute. He's trusted and he's willing to be sent. This must have been one of the most difficult assignments of his entire Christian life. But he was never one to shy away from a challenge, whether it was Saul in the early days in Acts chapter 9 and the fears that he wasn't a true Christian, or now this dispute between Gentiles and Jewish Christians that could have split the kingdom, the movement, the churches at that time. He's not afraid of a controversy. He's not afraid of, let's go and talk. And I love that about Barnabas. He's that person who would always say, let's keep talking. Let's see if we can figure this out and understand each other. There's going to be a good thing for God that will come through all of this. So there's a lot of inspiration there from Barnabas as a trusted person, willing to be sent. He continues to preach and teach wherever he goes, even though he's on a mission to go to Jerusalem to sort out this issue. He's preaching and teaching on his way. And he carries on when he gets back. Once the mission is over, he doesn't say, well, that's it, done, finished, that controversy is sorted, now I'm going to sit back and rest. He carries on preaching and teaching. And indeed, he goes on another missionary journey, even though he and Paul part ways. Nonetheless, off he goes to Cyprus again on another spiritual missionary adventure. He must be getting a little older by this point, but he's still going. And again, I love that spirit. And the fact that he takes John Mark with him, who has let Paul down, which must have hurt Barnabas too. And yet he has some kind of a spirit of, I can help John Mark and it will work out if we stick together. And perhaps he recognizes that Paul and Barnabas, the two of them, now need to go in different directions. And so the partnership that's been so fruitful now needs to be some different partnerships so that they can both be effective in different fields. Paul with Silas and Timothy in the future, and Barnabas with John Mark and perhaps others. So what do we learn from his character? He's humble, he's self-motivated, he is decisive, he is someone who's able to negotiate and able to bring people together. He's able to part company with Paul even over his own convictions. He's not overawed by the Apostle Paul, quite something. Not intimidated by influential and powerful people like the elders in Jerusalem or Paul himself. We see a lot of wonderful, positive qualities in him. How did that help him to be a better preacher and teacher? Well, if you have those qualities of self-motivation and conviction, and you're not going to be intimidated by people, then you will speak the truth in love when you preach and teach, no matter how people feel about it. And that will make you more effective for God, whether people like it or not. What do you see in chapter 15? Have a read of that chapter. Think about what you see there in Barnabas. And what stands out to you? We see so much that's amazing about brilliant Barnabas in Acts 15. So what do you think about today's passage, what we've learned today about Barnabas? I would love to know your thoughts. So please leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who would benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. And if you could do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button in YouTube, or leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'd appreciate that, because it increases the visibility of these recordings. And I do hope that you are inspired by Barnabas, and that you, by adopting some of his character and spirituality, that it'll help you to be as effective as he was in teaching all kinds of people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.